Applied Blockchain celebrates finished project with ribbon cutting. Residential citywide curbside cleanup week in Jamestown, May 9th through the 13th. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. State and local dignitaries, along with many others who made the Applied Blockchain Incorporated's cryptocurrency mining project possible, celebrated the completion of their facility Thursday with a ribbon cutting hosted by the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Following a tour of the facility, Governor Doug Burgum spoke to the company's resilience in cutting-edge technology and bringing it to North Dakota.
You can't celebrate a project like this that's on the cutting edge of innovation unless you've got entrepreneurs, unless you have risk takers, unless you have people that are willing to get out and try to do things with new models that in places where people might say it'll never work, it's too different, too new. And whether I'm sad to say or happy to say, the early parts of my career in trying to build a tech company in North Dakota back in the 80s, there was a lot of naysayers.
Applied Blockchain is co-located with an Otter Tail Power Company substation roughly 7 miles north of Jamestown and has 30 full-time employees. Read more online at newsdakota.com. The city of Jamestown will once again be holding the residential citywide curbside cleanup week May 9th through the 13th. During the week, residents can place accepted items on the curbside of their property to be picked up and disposed of by city crews.
This is the week we do where we kind of help people that have extra stuff that really can't get out to the baler every once in a while. It's something to do to try to keep the whole city clean as a whole, keep everything cleaned up and stuff for the people of the city of Jamestown.
Jamestown sanitation foreman Sean O'Neill encourages residents to read up on what can and can't be accepted by crews during the week. You can find more details online at newsdakota.com. And North Dakota has become the latest in a growing number of states that is investigating a mysterious case of hepatitis in a child, where all the usual causes have been ruled out. North Dakota Health Department officials say the child from Grand Forks County is recovering at home after a brief stay in the hospital. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.